You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. We can talk for a little bit here about maintaining discipline. It's an important thing whenever you have a major movement, a strategy, a war of words like we're in right now, fighting for the survival of our race, pointing out the genocide of our race that's been ongoing, the conditions imposed on our race that leads to the destruction of our race via flooding every single white country with non-whites, force integrating us and telling us that the solution to our race problems is interbreeding. You know, that whole thing. Well, we're trying to take down this anti-white system. And part of what that entails is a maintaining of discipline. And that means that when you take ground, you need to maintain it. You don't lose any ground that you've made or any gains or any progress that you've made in imposing our terminology. You don't lose it by slacking on discipline. One of those key ones I wanted to cover, it got brought up by a Bugser. Humphrey Dumpty brought it up in a thread over at The Swarm and made a very, very good point. And this is it's a basic, it's a really simple one, but it's part of our terminology and it's how we define our enemy. The definition for our enemy is anti-whites. You have to specify what they're anti of. They are always anti-whites. We don't call them Antifas. We don't call them antis. It's a mistake if you do that. So we're going to avoid just using antis as a short nickname for them, because that's what I call internal circle talk that sort of makes you an exclusive in-group that nobody else can get into. You know how sometimes there'll be people at a job that have their own sort of little mini language at the job, and customers aren't quite sure what the employees are saying because they have their own in-language and own little codes. The problem with that, with what we're trying to do, is we're trying to grow. We're trying to bring more people in. We're trying to wake up that sleeping white titan, that big audience, to what we're doing, waking them up to white genocide. And that means when you're trying to wake them up to white genocide and you're talking about the enemy, you can't use little exclusive internal circle speak. Pro-whites who've been pro-white for a long time, they might know who antis are, but the problem with calling them antis is that the people who aren't familiar with the situation have no idea what they're anti of. These people are anti-white. What are they? You got to define your enemy. They are anti-white. Okay, anti-racism is a code word for anti-white. That's the reason it's at the end of the mantra, guys. It's because we're pointing out that the people who hate white people and want to see a future without our people in it happen to be anti-white. That's why they call us racist when we want to preserve our own race. They're calling us that because they're trying to say that it's bad for us to have any loyalty to our own people. In the anti-white mind, loyalty to race, if you happen to be white, is treason. Okay? You'll hear them say that. Loyalty to the white race is treason to humanity and stuff like that. And they say they're anti-racist. It's obvious horseshit. So we call them anti-white. You need to maintain that discipline. The reason we don't call them the names that they want to call themselves is because that's spreading their terminology around. Our terminology is designed to destroy their terminology, so let's keep using our terminology whenever we have the opportunity. So we don't refer to people who call themselves anti-fascist as anti-fascist, because then if they're attacking us, it's like we're allowing them to call us fascists. Okay, what we are is we're people who want the preservation of our race. We want the long-term survival of our race. So if they hate us, they're anti-white. And we're only going to call them anti-white. So we're going to avoid using antis, antifas, or anything like that unless we're pointing out that they're anti-white. You know, you can make a little variation of the mantra. And yes, you can use little variations. We sort of have to avoid spam filters. But I'd like to keep the variations as small as possible so we keep things consistent. But one of those things is, you know, they say they're anti-fascist. What they are is anti-white. Anti-fascist is a code word for anti-white. And there's lots of things that are code words for anti-white. anti-whites, and as a bugser, it's your job to point out all the code words for anti-white, and you point out that they're anti-white. And another thing I'd like, too, is correct other pro-whites when you hear them use antis or antifas and all that crap. You can correct them, too. You know, this is a basic one that's easy for them to grab. They might not be able to grasp or they might not be willing to. They're able to. They might not be willing to start using nobody's flooding every single black country with non-blacks, force integrating them and telling them they need to interbreed to end the race problem that only exists in black countries. And if anyone spoke up about it, nobody would call them racist for it. But when I talk about the ongoing program of genocide against my race, they call me an evil racist Nazi who wants to clone Hitler and kill 6 million Jews and all that. You know, we're not necessarily going to get every single person out there who's pro-white to say that, white and normal. Not all of them are going to pick that all up. They're not all going to pick up the mantra. I wish they would. I wish we get a bigger chunk of them too. And I see a lot of people joining the swarm all the time. You know, we're up to over 104 voices on it. That's excellent. I want to see 300 before the end of this year. But one thing you can get them to do is to use anti-white whenever they talk about the enemy. And we just remind them, you can even ask them in a question, interrogate them. Anti, what are they anti of? They anti us. They're anti of the whites who want to preserve whites. Those are the people who they're anti against. Well, that would mean they're anti-white, right? You know, they question them on it if they ask. Sometimes that's a great way to point out a mistake someone's making is to question them on what they're doing. You know, Antifa is a fascist. What's a fascist? So they're saying they're anti-fascist. Are you a fascist? You know, and you point out the mistake by questioning them. Then you explain, we use anti-whites. These people, the reason they hate people like us who want to talk about preserving our race and want to talk about white genocide is because they're anti-white. Naturally, you're going to hate anybody who wants to preserve what you want to see destroyed. If you're advocating the genocide of a race, you're going to hate anybody who defends that race. So you're anti-white. Okay, so we're going to point that out, and we want our own people using that. We want anyone who's white and normal, anyone who's pro-white, anyone who is against white genocide to be using the terms anti-white. I saw a small mistake recently on that website for anti-racist action. That's anti-white action for those of you there at home listening to Beefcake. They had a website up. This was the group that attacked the economic summit meeting, the networking for our own, you know, economic future and for the helping support white people, all that stuff. And they were talking about our message about white genocide there too. They got attacked last weekend. There was a group that took credit for it. They had a web page up, and some group, I believe it was in Eastern Europe, hacked their page. Okay, and they put up a message that said, "All right, antis, you've had your fun." You know, the only mistake that they made when they hacked that page and they put up that message was they failed to specify what they're anti of. Got to call them anti-white, and they didn't take the opportunity to point out you call yourself anti-racist action. All you are is anti-white action. You're not doing anything to any groups that are advocating on the behalf of the black race or the Hispanic race or the Asian race. No, you only attack people who advocate a future for white people. Therefore, you're anti-white. You call yourself anti-racist action. What you are is anti-white action. Nobody specified that they were anti-white. They called them antis. That's a tactical error. I want to see us avoid that in the future and to refer to them as what they are. They are anti-white. And part of the reason I say this is maintaining discipline is because this is ground that, for by and large, we've already won. You know, most people I've seen that are white and normal on the internet these days are using anti-white. And I still use pro-white. A lot of folks just want to call them white or white and normal. I still use pro-white for us because we are advocating on the behalf of our race. You know, we're actively out talking about white genocide. That makes us pro-white. And if somebody asks us what pro-white is, as an honest question, not a baited question, but an honest question, we can just say we are people who are standing against white genocide. You know, we're people who want to inform white people of the ongoing program of genocide against our race. That makes us pro-white. We want white people to still exist in the future. So I'm okay with using pro-white still. You can use white and normal as well. That's just fine. But when it comes to maintaining discipline for pro whites, I want us to be using the term anti-white. That's ground that, by and large, we've already won, but we can't slide backwards. You know, we can't slide back past that hill that we've already gained ground on, and that means we need to stick to referring to anti-whites as anti-whites. Other examples of maintaining discipline are sticking to the mantra and the mantra talking points and the mini mantras when dealing with anti-whites on any forum or comment section where they happen to resort to infantile tactics like just calling names, you know, telling you that your mother does things that I'm not going to describe on this podcast, but you get the idea. People will sort of just do the nya 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 thing, and again, stick to the discipline. You know, don't engage in there and start calling them a duty head or anything like that. I know you want to call them a doo-doo head. It's just on the tip of your tongue all the time. But we're not going to do that. We're going to point out that, you know, nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians and then trying to force integrate them and blend them out of existence and calling them a duty head and saying negative things about their mom for pointing it out. You know, we keep it to the mantra logic. Don't lose your discipline when you're out there in the field and start just trying to hurt their feelings by calling them names. Remember, everything we're doing is in front of that audience, that sleeping white titan. We need to show the titan that it has the moral authority to save its race, that it has the moral high ground, and that it's okay for it to want to preserve its race, and that the people who say that we don't have a right to preserve our race are anti-white, they're genocidal maniacs. You gotta point that out to the audience, and you can't do that by losing your discipline and going in and calling people duty heads because they called you a duty head. I've seen a few of the newer bugsers sometimes making these mistakes, and I do click on these links you guys put up on where did you post the mantra today. I look at what's going on so that I can come and talk to you guys about it in this podcast. And that's one mistake I see sometimes. People get frustrated with the anti-white. Maybe you're tired, maybe you need a cup of coffee or something like that, and you fall back into the habit of just wanting to call somebody a duty head. I want us to avoid that, and I want us to stick to the mantra and the mantra talking points. Keep the discipline on the line. You know, you have to stay disciplined. This is a war of words, and like any war, your troops got to stay disciplined. So we call the enemy anti-white. We stick to the mantra and the mantra talking points, and we're not going to start calling someone a duty head because they called us a duty head. You point out that nobody's trying to blend black people out of existence and calling them duty heads for opposing it. That would be sticking to the mantra logic. That's what I want us to do, and I want us to keep our discipline. It's a very important part of this war, and discipline is very, very important. So don't lose any ground you've already covered. You want to keep all the ground you already have, and you do that by maintaining discipline. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.